Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is January 31st, 2023. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Grow Your Own Optimist by Olivia Blake. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "The greatest danger to our future is apathy," by Jane Goodall. I spoke at an event that had Jane Goodall. What are we drinking today? We are drinking Sip of Spells, Witch of Orleans, celebrating the Mardi Gras season, which we are currently in, and for me is absolutely unavoidable. Like, what's crazy is because of where I live like right on the parade route, is that even if I don't want to do a parade, it like majorly affects my life. Like, I can't go anywhere that day. I can't. And sometimes people will come in town and they'll be like, "Oh my gosh, we should like get coffee or hang out." And I have to explain that I can't leave my house. But anyways, I've committed to two entire Mardi Gras things this year. So this tea is a celebration of that. And today we are talking about orange. So orange, which is like one of my favorite flavorings. We are getting our information from auntieflow.com. So let's talk about orange from a spiritual perspective. Obviously, oranges have been in the limelight recently due to helping us meet our vitamin C levels. Eating just one a day can provide about 50% of our daily intake. Oranges, like carrots, are filled with flavonoids, and with this, they bring about all sorts of cool benefits, including protecting our eyes. Oranges are not only a powerful antioxidant, but they help with our immune system. In spiritual terms, oranges are often associated with increasing one's prosperity and success. I'm sure you would agree that there's something about oranges that makes us joyful and positive. Just the fiery color brings happiness. Whether it's their sweet taste that stimulates our brain or their bright, sunny flavor, this super cool fruit can boost your happiness. It's considered an Israeli a food of many blessings. Yes, I often, it's the citrus. Like, citrus foods spiritually are like known to kind of uplift you and kind of open you up and like open up your spiritual awareness. Like, it's a very spiritual fruit. So oranges provide refreshments to quench people's thirst, often to increase their joy and happiness, and nourishment to strengthen their spirit and body. So here's a few ways you can use oranges in your spiritual practice. Use orange peels and spells for prosperity and unblocking. Orange is a great addition to baths to energize the soul. Oranges can be used in incense and be combined with other things such as lavender and allspice. And they can also be used to represent the sun on the altar, which we've talked about in terms of like winter time, which we're in. And you can squeeze a little into a mop bucket to remove negativity as like a floor wash. So here's a fun, easy yes or no orange spell. This is an easy spell. If you get an even amount of seeds inside the orange, the answer to your question is negative. If you get an odd amount of seeds, the answer is positive. So I don't think they meant spell. I think they meant divination. But it's super cute. All right, witches. Moving into some headlines. This comes to us from Vanguard. NGR.com. Pastor incites violence, fear in families with witchcraft, exorcism sermons. Written by Bodan Bursari. Human rights activist Dr. Leo Igwe has called on some pastors who indulge in creating fear, violence, and hatred amongst families through witchcraft and exorcism sermons to desist from such acts henceforth. I agree. Igwe made this assertion on Tuesday in a statement titled Witch Hunting Churches and Pastors in 21st Century Nigeria. The humanist also alleged that Christian clergy in the country organized crusades to validate and sanctify abuses and violations of alleged witches. Yeah. He said, quote, they have made a religious service out of torturing and maltreating supposed human perpetrators of occult harm, unquote, while making a reference to a particular program that occurred in last November. He called on the Christian Association of Nigeria to call such pastors to order. You know what's wild is when I started reading this article, I thought he was talking about the U.S. until they said, of course, Nigeria, because we see that here. Like, how many times on TikTok do you see clips of these pastors in these really extreme churches saying that there are witches among us and witches must burn, and they say such horrible things. Quote, the advocacy for alleged witches urges the Christian Association of Nigeria to call its witch hunting pastors to order and restrain them from inciting violence and hatred in the name of witchcraft and exorcism. This call has become necessary following a recent Christian witch hunting event in southwest Nigeria. The statement partly read, quote, the AFAW is deeply concerned over this activity because similar programs have been linked to cases of witch persecution and related abuses in the community. Unfortunately, pastors are using witchcraft to assert legitimacy and power. They are stoking witchcraft fears and anxieties and getting people to attribute their everyday problems and existential challenges to the assumed magical powers of their relatives. Self-styled prophets, men and women of God, use these events to destroy families and poison relationships between couples and their in-laws, parents and their children, and people who live in cities and those who live in the villages. Wow. These are really powerful statements. This is really incredible. And I really give Dr. Igwe a lot of credit, because that's probably not a really popular thing to be saying. And so that's really awesome. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, January 31st. The waxing gibbous moon continues to course through the social network of Gemini today. Here, the moon conjuncts Mars and trines the sun. We may be feeling confident and full of ideas. This energy is great for out-of-the-box thinking, and you may come across all kinds of different ways to approach old problems. Capitalize on the confidence and innovate approaches to your day today. Dig up an old quandary and really work at a new solution. The more risks you take, the more reward you stand to gain. Your daily moon mantra is, the biggest risk is to not take any risks at all. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
From the pages of Which Way magazine comes a new collection of stories by longtime fiction contributor Olivie Blake called Grow Your Own Optimist. Featuring a never-before-seen short story, Grow Your Own Optimist is often romantic, occasionally satirical, and always unexpected. These surprising tales of demons, devil's advocates, dystopia, and dating remind us that there is magic to be found in the dark places. Olivie Blake is a New York Times bestselling author of The Atlas Six and several other books, including the Which Way anthology, The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes, and the novella La Petite Mort. She lives in Los Angeles with her husband, Goblin Prince Toddler, and Rescue Pitbull. Find the new anthology series, Grow Your Own Optimist, by Olivie Blake, wherever books are sold.
All right, witches. So we are talking today about Mbulk. Mbulk is tomorrow. So for those of you who follow the Wheel of the Year. This is the celebration that comes after Yule. And like I've said before, we can always look at what the celebration means by thinking, what's coming, right? What's coming? What's coming? And spring is coming, right? So Imbolc's going to be all about itching for spring and the idea of thawing the land from the winter and being really anxious for the time of planting and things like that. So Lilith from our Facebook group shared this really cool setup. She says, I've got two stands, half moon and two lights for Imbolc. This one is in the living room. Second will be my seeds and garden trinkets in the back. Anyone else doing anything for February 1st? I am going into the woods. That's what I'm doing. That's what I did. I'm going into the woods and sitting alone with my thoughts for like a week. But let's talk a little bit about Imbolc. So this comes to us from the peculiarbrunette.com, honoring Imbolc. So let's talk a little bit about Imbolc. Okay, so I guess number one is, what is Imbolc? You know what astounds me is that, like, some websites, like, I get that they have to have ads, but sometimes there's so many ads that the website's unusable, and it just, like, drives me nuts because I don't think that's their intention. Anyways, what is Imbolc? So Imbolc is a fire festival celebrating the fastway point between winter and spring. It honors the hearth, home, sheep giving milk again, and themes of renewal. So remember I said it's like, ooh, what's next? What's next? What's next? And spring, right? So it's that anxiousness for like this fertility and anxiousness for, again, thawing the land and wanting things to grow again. And we're just so anxious for planting season. So Imbolc is an old Irish meaning in the belly or milking and refers to pregnant sheep. Imbolc also, so milking, which makes sense, right? Because when things are able to be milked, it means they're pregnant. It means renewal. It means the birth of new. So there may be snow on the ground and chilly temperatures outside, but you'll start to notice the last bits a bit longer each day. You may begin to see the earth awakening and feel it in your soul as well. So spiritually, Imbolc is about transformation, purification, fresh beginning, and celebration of the return of light. Cabin fever has set in and we're all yearning to unburden ourselves after the long dark days. This can be especially difficult time for those who suffer with seasonal affective disorder. And again, this, it's the celebration of light, the celebration of please, sun, please come back. After months of self-reflection, planning, and goal setting, your ambitions are beginning to stir. The tiny bits of enthusiasm are awakening beneath the surface. Goals and dreams that you've created over the dark, cold nights are now being lit by the flames of midwinter. So what can you do, right? Like, what can we do for Imbolc if you want to celebrate? So one, you can celebrate Brigid. Imbolc is strongly associated with the Celtic goddess Brigid. She is the daughter of the Celtic god Dagda, who is the Fae leader of the Tuatha De Danann. I don't know if I said any of that correctly. It looks very Irish. So Brigid is a solar deity associated with the beginning of spring and is one of the most popular Celtic goddesses. Her name means High One, and images depict her as a fire-haired goddess wearing a sunbeam cloak. She is born at sunrise with rays of sunlight radiating from her head. So this is a good example of, like, we've talked before about how these celebrations, the Wheel of the Year stems from what ancestors or what people in the, like, pre-Christian Celtic times would have been thinking about, or how they would have been living their lives, or how they would have been worrying about things. So keep in mind that it's February 1st, right? We're still deep in winter. It has been winter for a while. Like, you've had to decide which of your animals are worth feeding, which means you've had to slaughter some, right? You might be running out of the preserved foods that you were harvesting at Beltane. Like, you, it's getting dire, right? And you are anxious for the sun. Anxious, because with the sun comes warmth, which means probably less illness. It comes the ability for crops to grow, which means less hunger. You don't need to slaughter your animals. Like, it is February. They are anxious for spring. So what do you do when you are anxious for the sun to come out? Well, you honor the god who you believe brings the sun, right? And like they said, Bridget is born on the day, what did they say? Bridget is born at sunrise. With her comes sun. So they're going to do whatever they think Bridget wants to bring the sun. So the goddess Bridget is honored during this in bulk due to her connections to spring and her story involving her chasing away winter. Yes, she is known for many things, but is often referred to as goddess of illumination, fire, renewal, and creativity. Crosses and corn dollies are often placed within the kitchen to encourage Bridget's help, defending the home from fire. Food would also be placed outside of the home as an offering to Bridget on the eve of in bulk to ensure abundance in the coming year. And the following day, Bridget was honored with glowing lanterns by lighting fires. So I know that in the past, when I was just a little witchling in my youth, we would make little dollies. So it's very easy. You just go to the grocery and you can get corn husks. They're typically going to be in the section that has things like tortillas and stuff like that. And then you can make your little corn dolly. So it's a really great activity for children. Really fun if you are part of a little circle or coven that feels, you know, a little newer and you want to make little corn dollies. It's a really fun craft. Okay, let's see. So if you want to do an in bulk celebration, here are some food ideas. Root vegetables, dried fruits, stews, meads, fermented foods, grains, dairy, cider, herbal tea, canned foods, oats, and pancakes. Because the pancakes is because they're round and golden like the sun. It's really sweet, but it's also kind of sad. Like, whenever I think about these celebrations or the Wheel of the Year, there really is that feeling of so much of it is about anticipation of easier times. And so, of course, some celebrations are about, yay, we're excited this thing is here. So, like, Litha, they're really pumped that the sun's there, you know. But the dark half of the year, it's really all about anxiousness and, you know, praying to get through it. And it's almost all the celebrations are about hoping for something different and hoping for it all, like the season to end. And it always has a very melancholy vibe to it to me. So like, while this is fun for us now, I think back to how it was then and it just feels less as sweet. Not to be a downer, damn. Okay, so let's say you want to do a solo in bulk ritual. Here are some ideas. Now's a great time to set intentions because again, right, we're hoping the earth is thawing so that we can plant the seeds of our goals. So it's a good idea to start considering, you know, what you want to manifest. You can create a Bridget's cross. I'm sure there's a awesome YouTube tutorial out there. You can do some journal prompts. We have Evolution of a Witch journal prompt if you want to work on that. So journaling, a lot of introspection, because again, this is the time where it's still cold, right? So you can't actually do a whole hell of a lot because they're waiting, right? They're waiting for the earth to thaw so they can start planting and get food going again. So it's still a time of waiting. And with waiting comes introspection. So it's a great time for journaling, writing, thinking, pulling inward, things like that. Oh, actually, so now it's the second or the first. I can talk or whatever today is. So, you know, today's the last day for my readings. And I will say every single year, because I do a lot of readings in a really short period of time, I do notice trends. Like I'll notice patterns amongst all the readings. Because why, you know, everyone's different and has different lives and experiences. We do see patterns, right, in these experiences. And one thing I've noticed is that this is the year of self-reflection and existential questioning and who am I in this world and who do I want to be and how do people see me? And it's all about kind of coming a little bit more in line with the truest version of yourself, your highest self. And I think that's really neat and really cool. So if that is something that feels right to you and is something you want to explore, M-Bolt could be a great time for that because, again, it's really all about waiting and this introspection. So yeah, I think maybe journaling, having like maybe a ritual of like self-reflection where you just sit and meditate on your feelings about yourself internally, externally, how you feel, your view, things like that. I think this may also be, no, I'm thinking of Lammas. I was like, I think this is the one where they braid the bread, but that's Lammas. That's the bread. That's the bread holiday. But yeah. So super fun. If you plan to celebrate M-Bulk, let us know. Post about it. Email us. Let us know what's going on. All right, witches. We are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to Lisa McGinnis. Lisa, you avant-garde, graceful selkie. I also want to give a shout out to Garasu. Garasu, you hospitable, pretty newborn baby. Chris. Chris, you luminous, insidious sunset. And Tammy Ann, Tammy, you glorious, scrumptious land mermaid. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. I'll also post that article to our link tree so that if you would like to find some more ideas for celebrating, you can. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is Omo Oren from the Metaphysical Cannabis Oracle. The Omo Oren appears to you when you are resisting something within yourself and hiding your true power. Use your voice like the birds and speak your truth. All right, witches, so that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com, and we will talk again tomorrow. We have a guest.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day. Full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old in my home state of Arizona in 1994. It was not a decision that I made lightly, but I have never for one moment doubted that it was the right decision for me. But so much has changed in Arizona and many other states since then. If I were that same 15-year-old in Arizona today, legally, I would have to get parental consent. I would be forced to undergo a medically unnecessary ultrasound, go to a state-mandated in-person counseling session designed solely to shame me into changing my mind, and then take a state-mandated 24-hour time out to make sure I really know what I wanted. And finally, I would be forced to give the state a reason why. Well, here is mine. It is my body, not the state's. Women and their doctors are the ones that are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them. No one else. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly painful decision. These bans will not stop abortion from happening, but they will drive women and girls and people into the shadows, which is what this has always been about, shaming and controlling women's bodies. In the week after I shared my story on my show, women were coming up to me in the street, in the supermarket, at my gym, with tears in their eyes, thanking me for my bravery. But the word brave didn't sit right with me. Why is it brave to speak to an experience that millions of people around the world throughout history have gone through? And then I realized it is considered brave because as women, we have been taught to feel shame about our bodies since birth. I am so sad that we have to sit here in front of a row of politicians and give deeply personal statements because the why doesn't matter. It should not matter. I am a human being that deserves autonomy in this country that calls itself free, and choices that a human being makes about their own bodies should not be legislated by strangers who can't possibly know or understand each individual's circumstances or beliefs. I'm here today to help destigmatize a legitimate medical procedure and continue to encourage women not to allow themselves to be shamed for their choices. And finally, I am here today for my two little girls, Birdie and Cricket. My dream for them is that they will live in a world in which women are truly equal with complete control over their own reproductive health. That is the dream I hold for all people, regardless of their privilege or parents or what state they live in. That dream is slipping further and further from reality with every ban passed. I hope that you, our elected leaders, can help us reverse the tide. Thank you. I look forward to today's discussion.